In the United States, protests were held in North Carolina and Ohio last night following two separate shootings that saw black people killed by police. In North Carolina, a sheriff's deputy fatally shot a man while serving a search warrant. Meanwhile, in Columbus, Ohio, demonstrators gathered again last night to protest over the killing of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. The deaths came as the U.S. Justice Department announced an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department following this week's guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been following developments.
In Elizabeth City, North Carolina, a sheriff's deputy yesterday shot and killed African-American man Andrew Brown Jr. while he was serving him with a search warrant. Now, witnesses say the man was shot while trying to drive away in his car and the deputies fired multiple times at the vehicle. The officer involved has been placed on leave pending a review of the case by the State Bureau of Investigation. Now, protests were held in North Carolina last night calling for accountability and calling for the release of body camera footage. There were also further protests last night in the city of Columbus, Ohio, where 16-year-old African-American girl Micaiah Bryant was shot by a police officer during an attempted stabbing incident. Now, this is the shooting that took place just as that Derek Chauvin verdict was being delivered earlier this week. Authorities say that based on police video footage, it appears that the officer in this case was acting to protect another young person, and an investigation is underway. But that hasn't stopped people coming out into the streets demanding justice for Micaiah Bryant. All of this happening, Rachel, today, the day that the funeral will take place of another African-American man who died at the hands of police, Dante Wright. He was shot 2 weeks ago in a Minneapolis suburb by a police officer who claimed she mistakenly used her gun instead of her taser.
Meanwhile, there's this continuing response to the result of the Derek Chauvin trial. There's to be an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. How's that likely to work, and is it likely to bring about change?
Well, yesterday, Rachel, Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, he decided to wait until after the verdict in the Chauvin case to announce this investigation so as not to influence the jury. He said that nothing could fill the void the loved ones of George Floyd have felt since his death, and that the verdict on the trial did not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis. So this investigation will look at policing practices in the city. And the way it works is that if the Department of Justice finds a problem, it can actually take a lawsuit. It can take a civil lawsuit against the police department. This would then result in the department entering into a court-agreed settlement that would see it bringing in changes and improvements. Now, these kinds of investigations, these kinds of settlements have been done in the past in other cities with other police departments. Analysts say that they can result in improvements in equipment and training, but they produce only mixed results when it comes to the use of force. The Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday outlined the specific areas within the Minneapolis Police Department that his investigation will focus on.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests. The investigation will also assess whether the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct and whether its treatment of those with behavioral health disabilities is unlawful.
Merrick Garland. Separately, Brian, as we've been hearing on the programme today, the US President Joe Biden is going to switch his focus to climate change. He's hosting a virtual summit of world leaders. What's on the agenda?
Well, Rachel, as we know, the previous US President Donald Trump pulled America out of the Paris Climate Accord. His successor, Joe Biden, reversed that decision. And I think what we'll see today is him using this two-day virtual summit as an opportunity to very much tell the world that the US is back, once again a global leader when it comes to tackling climate change. Joe Biden is also expected to announce an ambitious new US target for the cutting of carbon emissions. An exact number hasn't yet been confirmed by the White House, but it is reported that it will be a 50% cut by 2030. That's a doubling of the country's previous commitments. Now, this is a big summit. Leaders from around 40 countries taking part, including China and Russia. Ireland will be represented at the summit. The Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, will be taking part. He'll be involved in a discussion on climate adaptation and resilience, which will be chaired by the US Agriculture Secretary.
And that was Brian O'Donovan.